वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय Continuing with recitation of and discussion of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama. Name 566, Vanamali. This will again be not a very long class because I'm keeping Halayuddha in store for Monday. So, Vanamali, who is decorated with a garland of forest flowers. When we think of Krishna, Narayana, think of his beautiful form. Think of and meditate upon in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The form of the Lord is described in some detail, specifically for the yogi who will meditate within his heart on the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is in the heart. Hrit Kamala, within the lotus of the heart. That was just discussed and will be discussed later on in the name Jyotir Aditya, in this verse. There is the sky within the heart is mentioned in the Upanishads and in the Bhagavatam. It's an accepted concept within Vedic Upanishadic understanding. You may say, well, why are you saying Srimad Bhagavatam is Purana, not Upanishad? But if we find in Srimad Bhagavatam there's so much discussion from the Upanishad, which parallels that of the Upanishads. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is that? Jibera kalyana shadana kam jagate ashaya madhura nam abhidya timira tapana rupe hridgagane biraje. He's praising the holy name of Krishna. He says that desiring to benefit the conditioned souls, the holy name of Krishna has come to this world and is like the sun which arises to dispel the darkness and resides within the Hridgagam, the sky of the heart. So, I'm talking about description of the Lord, which the yogis meditate upon, and we're not in the meditation line, we're in the chanting Hare Krishna line, that meditation is more meant for the, or specifically meant for the Satya Yoga. But, of course, it's not only that we chant, we have to think of the Lord, His very form also. It's all interrelated. When it said, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, that shouldn't be taken to mean in an absolute sense that there's no Shravan or Dhyanam or any such thing. We have to, all the processes are there, but Hare Nama means without Hare Nama in this Kali Yuga, no one can achieve success. That must be there. So, we think of the form of the Lord. Well, we begin at His feet, and then we work up, as described in Shastra. And when you get up not very far, we come to His garland, because His garland stretches down to His knees. Very long garland. And there are so many standard features of Krishna. He has the Srivatsa mark on his chest, this Kostubha gem. He has the sweetly smiling face, black curly locks of hair, the Makara Kundala, the earrings with in the shape of Makara, which is, there's no real English word to describe it. Sometimes it's translated as sharks, but it's not really. So there are various symptoms of the Supreme Lord. One of them is that he is bedecked with a beautiful forest garland. That means the garland is made out of forest flowers, not cultivated flowers so much. The flower cultivation, of course, is there in Vedic culture, and Krishna likes all kinds of nice scented flowers, but he particularly likes those which are just wildly grown here and there. Not just from the forest, means no one's cultivating them. And of course, Krishna is Yamuna Tira Vanachari. He himself wanders on the banks of the Yamuna, in the forests, the groves, and he lives in Vrindavan, which is a forest of tulsi. So he's a forest dweller. Vanachari. That's sometimes used to insult him. When Hiranyaksha insulted Varahadev, he called him this Vanachari. You're just a dweller of the forest. It's like saying some tribal or something like that. But you can insult him if you like. It's not a very good idea. But Krishna dwells in the forest. That doesn't mean he's inferior to you, sophisticated city dweller. So anyway, Krishna has this garland, his forest flowers. Of course, he's not the only one who can have a forest. Anyone can wear a garland of flowers. So this is a well-known and common and popular name of Krishna. I don't know so much in South India, but certainly in Bengal, it's a common name. Nowadays, of course, the culture is changing, but until recently, it was a common name. And it's understood, Vanamali can refer to anyone, but it's understood to refer to Krishna. Yeah. And particularly, he wears the Vaijayanti mala, which is, says, the garland of victory. And a specific feature of that, it's very long down to the knees and is made of five kinds of flowers with five colors. And I was trying to think what those five colors could be, because we don't see blue flowers. White, yellow, red, these are common enough. Blue flowers you do see sometimes, even green flowers you see sometimes, but not so common. Anyway, in the spiritual world, there may be a great translator, huh? White color, red color. Shweta Rangamu. Huh? Lu is it or Rangu? Oh, I see. Shweta Rangu. Just in Tamil, you put a M at the end, and in Telugu, you put an U at the end. And then you just go on with all the same words. Actually, I've been listening to Gokul Chandraprabhu speaking on Kamba Ramayana, and Krishadas is translating it. There's so many words in Tamil which are directly from Sanskrit. So many. It's bogus that it's a completely different language. Or maybe they say it's contaminated by Sanskrit or something. And very good words. Sahodara, they use for brother. Sahodari, for sister. Very good. And in North India, they don't say that. They say Behin or bhai. Even in Bengali, no one says such words. They say bon, bhai, like this. Anyway, getting back to Vanamali, Krishna. So he has this garland, and he is not necessarily the only one who wears it, because it's also stated in Bhagavatam that Hiranyaksha would wear it. I guess he had the right to wear it because he was conquering over the universe. But not Krishna's garland, but a Vaijayanti mala. A garland like that. It's just like, I take it then to be a symbol of prestige, just like only the king can be served with the chamar. Only that you'll find in the, that we'll read on Balaram's appearance day, how the Kauravas, when Samba stole or kidnapped Lakshmana, then the Kauravas were very angry at the Yadus, and they said, only because we allowed them that they can use the symbols of royalty like the chama. Otherwise, they can't use it. So they're symbolic. The Vaijayanti mala is symbolic of someone who's victorious. And of course, Krishna's always victorious. Ajit. So he's victorious. So Krishna wears it. Then Narayana wears it. And we'll find also in the narration of Balaram that in his pastime of Yamuna Karshandila, calling or pulling the Yamuna toward him, he was also, after bathing in the Yamuna, then, Yamuna herself, was it, came and offered him a Vaijayanti garland. There are some very beautiful verses in Bhagavatam describing him wearing this garland. One of them is one of the most famous verses describing Krishna. Probably the most famous verse describing his form. When I say famous, I mean, if you ask 99.99% of the world population if they ever heard this verse, they have no idea whatsoever. But among those who take pleasure, smaranti nandanti, in remembering Krishna, this is one of the favorite verses. From the gopis, they are remembering Krishna as he's out in the forest and they have to stay at home. So sometimes they get a little chance and they come together and they glorify Krishna. So it doesn't only describe his garland, but it describes so many factors about him. Baha Pirang Natavaravapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibravasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayantim Chamalam. Did you hear that? Vaijayantim Chamalam Randhran Veno Adhara Sudhaya Puriyan Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindaya Rindaranyam Svapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirtihi. So it describes Krishna, Baha Piram. Do you know what that means? Anyone has any idea? We sing in the Brahma Samhita, Baha Vatamsam. So Baha means peacock feather. Peacock feather. And Avatamsa, anyone knows what that means? It means something, decoration for the head. We'll find it's often used in the Vaishnav literature, to say just like the Yadukola Avatamsa, something like that. The just like churamani, something, but it's not a money. It's not a jewel, but it's some kind of decoration for the head. So we say Vaishnav churamani, the best of the Vaishnav, so like that. So Baha Piram, he has a peacock feather ornament upon his head. I'll read the whole verse translation here because it doesn't come out exactly in the same order as the Sanskrit. wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, blue flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland. Lord Krishna exhibited his beautiful form as the greatest of dancers. Natavaravapu, his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers, as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the halls of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. So sometimes the gopis, they say that, you know, we're just simple cowherd women, and we, you know, we're just ordinary people. Gehang Jushang. We're just housewives, we don't know anything. But we see they're very beautiful Sanskrit. They're able to, it's just in conversation. They discuss among themselves. How do you know? How can Shukadev says that? How does he know? How does he know what this? He's a parrot in the Leelas, so he knows what the he's listening to them, and then he comes back as Shuk the Shri Shuka Uvacha. He comes back and speaks to Parikshit Maharaj. So it's not just his imagination; it's a fact. Also, there's a very beautiful description of him, which is not so well known. And this, I remember how many years ago, 10, 12 more years ago, in Croatia, this Purnachandra Maharaj, who you don't know, he passed away now. He was very deeply into studying Shastra about Krishna's pastimes, and he gave a class on this verse and brought it to the attention that this is such a beautiful description of Krishna, but it's not so very well known because it's not said by the gopis, it's said by the Yajnapatnis, who are also great devotees. But the gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certified as the best. So this is another beautiful description of Krishna by devotees who are completely in love with him. So they described him in a very similar way, but in the words are different. Shamang Hiranya Paridhing Vanamalya. There you got it, Vanamali, Vanamalya. He's got his garland. Shamang Hiranya Paridhim. Dhanamalya Baha Dhatu Pravala Natavesham Anavratam Se Vinyasta Hasta Mitarena Dhunanam Abjam Karnot Palalaka Kapola Mukhabjahasam. The translation is given. His complexion, the Baha Pidam Natavaravapu, that verse is spoken by the gopis in remembrance of Krishna. This isn't actually spoken by the Yajnapatnis. It's spoken by Shukadev, describing the form of Krishna that the Yajnapatnis have been meditating upon, and they heard about Krishna from the aborigine women who would wander around and find things in the forest to come out and sell, some fruit, some honey. They'd wander around the villages of Vrindavan, and they'd heard about Krishna from the aborigine women, the tribal women, and they were just so desirous of seeing him. And then, unexpectedly, all of a sudden, their husbands are in the middle of performing some major sacrifice, and all of a sudden they got the news that Krishna is here. So just like the gopis, they forgot everything else and ran out to see Krishna, especially because they heard he's hungry. So they brought him food against their husband's wishes. And then they came, and they're thinking of him all the time, and they never thought they could get an opportunity to see him actually directly. All of a sudden they heard he's here. And then as they came out, the form of Krishna that they saw is described by Shukadev Goswami as follows. His complexion was dark blue and his garment golden. Wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals. Yeah, Krishna puts the different colors earth on his body. Not only Krishna, all the cowherd boys. There's a kind of decoration. Sprigs of flower buds and a garland of forest flowers and leaves. I don't think it's specifically said here about leaves. Anyway, but maybe. He was dressed, again, just like a dramatic dancer. Look, Krishna, it looks like he's dressed up for... often when I go for programs, public programs, there's a drama. So then I give a speech, then go behind the stage and see all the devotees are all dressed up in their different roles. Someone is Krishna, someone is Ajamil, someone is the Yamadutas. They're all dressed up in different ways. So Krishna, even though he's a simple village boy, he always looks as if he's dressed up for acting because he looks so grand. So, it's described about Krishna that he rested one hand upon the shoulder of a friend and with the other twirled a lotus. Lilies graced his ears, his hair hung down over his cheeks, and his lotus-like face was smiling. Now this is the... description of how the Yajnapatnis first saw Krishna. Now, in the commentary by the Acharyas on this, citing Shastra, they say that he is called Vanamali because he is adorned by the Vaijayanti garland, which is the presiding deity over the Panchabhutas and the Panchatanmatras, and also the quality of fragrance. So the Panchabhutas are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And the garland is the deity for that, the garland that Krishna wears. And the Panchatanmatras, that means Roop, Shabda, Sparsha, Gandha, and what's the other one? Shabda. Hearing, touching, tasting, feeling, smelling. So they're interrelated. The five, no, not earth, whatever. The elements are interrelated with the senses. Because the senses can experience, you can touch, the sense of touch is there. You can touch the earth, you can touch, you can feel it, you can feel the water like this. So the five colors, they represent the five tanmatras. And the idea is that the whole universe is made up of these elements, and the universe is just like his garland is hanging on him. And he says in Bhagavad Gita, in other words, the universe rests on him. Everything in existence rests on him. He is the basic principle of existence, as he says in Bhagavad Gita.
He
says, there is no truth superior to me, not even slightly. He says that everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So this idea, he wears the Vaijayanti mala, which symbolizes that everything in existence rests upon him. So remembering this, we can divert our senses to touch, taste, smell, feel, and hear in his service, and not divert it to the outside material world. So again, the forest garland that's Krishna. He likes everything simple and nice. Cultivated flowers can also be used for Krishna. And generally people keep a garden. I don't know about now, but it used to be common before Vrindavan became developed and commercialized, that people would go to Vrindavan and they'd have a little cottage, and they would have so many flower trees and make nice garlands for Krishna. Not only in Vrindavan, everywhere, people in the village, householders living at home, they'd specifically plant nice trees for the pleasure of Krishna. I don't have my Bengali somewhere. What is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Yuti Mala, I can't remember now. He says he has the desire to make a... I have to find the song. Godra Madhame Bhajana. What is that song? Anyway, he says he has the desire to make a nice cottage in Navadvip Dham, which of course is no different from Vrindavan. I don't know how I can find this now. And then he will, if I can find the song, I'll read it out. But I don't know if I'm going to find it just off the top of my head. So many nice songs. Oh yeah, here it goes. Well, I'll read the whole song. We have plenty of times. Godru Madhame Bhajana Anukule Matura Sri Nandi Shara Shamutule. So he has the idea, Tahi Maha Shurabi Kunja Kutire Boitabuham Sura Totini Tire. It's all mixed Bengali and Hindi, or maybe Maithili. Maithili. So he's saying that he has the idea to, in Surabhi Kunj, which he actually did, he went and lived there, to make a little cottage there on the bank of the Ganga, or actually Saraswati, Jalangi, in Godruma Dham, and to perform bhajan, Krishna consciousness, in a very favorable way there, knowing this Godrum to be non-different from Nandishwar, which is within Mathura Mandal. Gora Bhakata Priya Besha Dadhana Tilak Tulasi Mala Shobhamana. Then I'll dress in the manner which is dear, wear the kind of clothing that's very dear to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and be beautified with Vaishnav Tilak and Tulasi Mala. Then, here we go. Here, some of the trees. Champaka Bakula Kadamba Tamal. Those are the name of some of the trees. Ropatu Niramibo Kunja Bishal. So here's the idea. We'll make all these trees and make a little kunja. Then goes on Madhavi Malati. These are also the names of flowers. Uthabu Tahe. Chaya Mandapa Korabung Tahi Mahe. So with these are creepers, Madhavi creeper, Malati creeper. So he'll make a shade, Chaya Mandap, the covering for shade using these creepers. Ropabu Tatra Kushuma Bonaraji. Then he'll plant there and make a forest of the kusum, one kind of lotus, and juti jati mali biraja boshati, and decorate that with, I don't know, I have no idea what the English name is, juti jati mali, I think they're all varieties of
jasmine. So yuti, jati, mali, malik, mali means malika.
You have that. It must be in Tamil also, I say malika.
Ga, ga. It's the same thing. Saji monche bashaobo tulasi maharani. And the best of all flowers is tulsi, best of all plants, and she will be placed on a plinth. Kirtana shajja tahi rakabhavani. Then I'll bring and keep there all the items needed for kirtan. It means principally the instruments, kartal and madanga. Vaishnava jana shaha gaobu nam. With the devotees, I'll sing the holy name. Jai Godrum, Jai Gaur Ki Dham. And call out, Jai Godrum, all glories to the holy dham of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakati Vinod, Bhakti Anuku, Jaya Kunja Munja, Shura Nadiku. So Bhakti Vinod sees everything favorable. And he says, all glories to the Kunj, the munj, a kind of grass that grows there, and the banks of the Ganga. So that's his song. So we can grow all nice flowers and make nice garlands for Krishna. And Krishna will be happy. Anyway, there's a picture of his forest flower garland. It's a very old picture. This must be late 1960s or early 1970s, old by ISKCON standards. They make nice flowers. Krishna likes flowers more than gems and jewels. We may think we'll make nice temple and put so much gold and jewels, but Krishna likes fresh flowers more. It's absolutely required every day in Krishna's service, fresh flowers. Of course, if you're living in Siberia, it might be a little difficult, but we're not. It might be a little difficult living in Telangana because of the drought, yeah. Then we can offer cactus flowers. We can grow cacti here. Now that'll grow. You see it growing wild everywhere. That also has flowers. I don't know if Krishna likes that kind of flower. You can also cook it as a vegetable. You can look into it. We can live on cacti while everyone else starves to death. It's really inauspicious, huh? It's supposed to be the rainy season. No sign of rain. Better do some more kirtan. What are these sinful people doing that there's no rain? Slaughterhouse in Hyderabad. The biggest one in Asia, I heard, is in Hyderabad. Hare Krishna. Yeah, you're ahead of me, asking for questions. Yeah, anything? No question, question, no question. How did Shukadev, the parrot, he's not just a parrot, he's the parrot of Radha. What did he do? What did he do? Let me remember now. I can't remember exactly. He flew into the mouth of, it's in somewhere, Puranas or somewhere. Flew into the mouth. What was that? Shiva was saying to Parvati, Parvati fell asleep. Her mouth, is that it? You remember? Her mouth was open like this and the parrot flew it accidentally. But then he took birth as the son of Vyas. I can't remember exactly. It's some story as the...
You remember the story? You remember something like that, but not exactly. You know it? Yeah? Shiva's telling pastimes to Parvati. She falls asleep. Oh, what was going on? Yeah, every so often he asks her. Yeah, did you hear? Did you hear? Because he's afraid she'll fall asleep. But actually she fell asleep. But there was a parrot who was listening also. You know the story, huh? So he was saying, yes, 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 yes. And Shiva was just closing his eyes. The one time he opened his eyes and saw that his wife was asleep a long time. You see, it's an old tradition, falling asleep in Bhagavatam class. And then what happened? Then he cursed the parrot. Ah, so Parvati became what? The wife of... Oh, I see. She became the fisherman's daughter, Satyavati. And then, but then she became the mother of Vyasadeva. Fisherman's daughter means the mother of Vyasadeva.
No, fisherman,
not this son. Not this son, another one. Then? I see. They got born separately.
Fisherwoman pastime is different.
It's a different one, huh?
Yeah. She also comes there to that village and he kills a big whale there and gets married to Parvati.
That's the Tamil version, is it?
The Tamil version.
That's in Madurai, he gets married to her, Meenakshi.
Ah, that is different. This is different.
It's a different one. So he marries her several times. Yes. He married also in the Himalayas because that's her home place. Yeah, Himavati, Parvati, those names are there. I was just thinking yesterday, I was trying to work it out. I tried to look it up on the internet because I was under the wrong impression that because Janmashtami is coming up, that Subhadra is Parvati, but she's not. Because she's the sister of Krishna, and the sister of Krishna is born on Janmashtami. But that she is Vindhya Vasini and Bhadra, Kali, she has all these names, which are given. Krishna says her name is Krishna. He tells some, you'll be known by all these names. None of the names are there, Subhadra.
Yeah,
then I found out that she's actually quite younger than Krishna, because she's a daughter of Krishna, Vasudev and Rohini. So that must have been after Krishna killed Kamsa. Then Rohini went back to Mathura. But I'm just trying to think, because, okay, but she, the names given there is not Parvati. That's another appearance of the same Durga. That's one of the names given her. But before that, she was born as Parvati and became the wife of Shiva. Then again, she manifested as the sister of Krishna. So she was already there in the world, but she manifested again. And then she became worshipped in different parts of the world. It needs more looking into. Last time I was up in the Himachal, in the foothills of the Himalayas, where naturally the people, they're inclined to worship because she's from there. So they're inclined to worship her. Just like in Madhya Pradesh, people, they like to worship Vindhyavasini, she's there as the goddess of the Vindhyas. Where did she appear? She's the daughter of the king of the mountains. Where did she appear actually? And no one knew. I asked sadhus and different people. Surprising, huh? How they'd think there'd be some birthplace, just like Mathura is known as the birthplace of Krishna. Of course, she's eternal. That's also that. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.